4 after the hour here in the Atmosphere Morning Program. We were talking about hockey. The commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman, will be up here with the Stanley Cup later this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet there will be people here at the radio station, that's a WFAN in New York, which is essentially a sports radio station except for us, who will actually want their picture taken with
us. No doubt, of course.
Oh, so just want to come in and just, you know, just...
Yeah, sure. To put it in perspective for you, in the Devils, of course, are on the precipice of winning their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And in this pivotal game the other night, they drew a 4-2 share, and the Mets, who are a dreadful baseball team this year and cannot suck enough, drew a 4-6.
What does that tell you?
Marlins.
Against the Marlins?
Against the Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
Having said that, fewer people care about now, for example, the French Open tennis tournament than even care about hockey.
And man, I mean, we're getting down into single digits.
And the French Open, of course, being broadcast on NBC, and what are they going to do? You know, they made a commitment, I guess, but we're down now to, at least on the men's side, a bunch of scummy-looking foreigners, unattractive, hideous-looking people.
Agassi's gone.
Agassi lost yesterday, slamming tennis balls back and forth at each other and one another, and it's just, on the women's side, we still have... We had two American women left. I guess we had Serena Williams and
Capriati.
Capriati beat her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nobody cares. And there's an end of the day. And here now, Amy said all that. From the French Open, he writes for the Boston Globe, and he reports for NBC News. This unfortunate assignment that he's had to endure. It's our old friend, Bud Collins. Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Oh, what a marvelous introduction. The French Open looks terrific. Jennifer Capriati is the sports story of the year.
Nobody cares.
Well, you're very gracious to give me this time to tell you that NBC will be on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Yeah. And we'll be on Saturday, and we're live on Sunday with Breakfast in Paris.
We're not going to be having Breakfast in Paris.
You're not going to watch?
No.
Boy, Wyatt will watch.
Wyatt doesn't watch television. So he's not going to watch the French
Open.
You
don't allow him to watch television. Well, that's good judgment. That's excellent judgment.
No, he will not.
I compliment you on that.
He will not be watching the French Open, nor will anybody else.
Yes, people will be watching.
Cares.
People care about Jennifer Capriati.
Don't
you feel? We have a large Hispanic population in the United States. They care about Juan Carlos Barrero.
Yeah, but they can't get access to a tennis court. They show up at a country club to play tennis, they get shot.
Well, tennis
or they hand them a lawnmower.
Country clubs, there are lots of public courts.
Well, yeah.
And the U.S. Tennis Association, we believe, they say, are trying to promote tennis within the inner cities. I don't know, but there are some good inner city programs. The Arthur Ashe program in Philadelphia, the Sportsman's Club in Boston.
What happened to Agassi yesterday? Did he tank that
man? Runs in New York. No, he did not tank the match, for God's sake. He wanted to win the French Open. I think he got a little careless after the first set, winning it so easily and didn't put the screws on the guy right away. He gave Sebastian Grosjean a chance to breathe, and the kid really breathed well. And it was exciting to see a Frenchman come through like that.
Why? We hate those people. They hate us.
We hate the French.
Well, of course we hate them.
Have you ever been to Paris?
Of course not.
Have you been to France?
No, of course not. Nor do I intend to go. No, we hate those people.
Well, it's a break for France if you don't intend to go.
We hate them, and they hate us. They're a bunch of ingrates, and they save their ass, and I can't think of how many situations over the years.
Well,
we hate them. We hate them.
Well, why did we save them if we hate them? We don't hate them.
Well, you know what.
We owe a lot to French culture.
We owe nothing to them. Oh, French culture.
This
God, a bunch of fart-laid sucking weasels.
That's what Agassi had to say when he wrote the court yesterday. Pretty much quoted him. But, gosh, you're a hard group to work
who's
with.
Who's playing today?
Nonetheless, well, all right, I'm going to tell you. Kim, two terrific Belgian teenagers.
Oh, God
18-year-old.
Shoot me.
Well,
some Belgian teenagers are going to play tennis, and we're supposed to watch them?
Oh, my boy.
They're terrific teenagers.
Yeah?
At Clijsters, and a kid named Justine Hennin, who weighs about 30 pounds and has the biggest backhand you've ever seen, and she is about to win the first set. They had a rain delay.
Yeah, Bud, you got to take a look at your life here and say, what am I doing?
Reevaluate.
What to deal with?
It's not such a bad life being in
I'm sure you don't, but I mean, at this point, I think you got to say, I'm reporting, I'm trying to get the I-Man and these other people jacked up about two Belgian teenagers. One of them weighs 30 pounds.
You've got to have more of an international outlook.
Well, I do, but not for these hairballs playing mouth-breathing hairballs. End the thing now. It's got to get it over with.
Well, it goes three more days.
Oh, God,
and despite your complaints, we are going to play the three more days.
Well, I understand that.
And they're going to be on NBC, and
well,
you ought to watch.
Well,
it'll be good. I bet you watch it.
No, I'm going to be on it for ransom. I'm not going to watch anything.
Worse than the XFL.
Yeah, honestly, God.
No, it's not worse than the XFL.
Well, that's true.
That's interesting.
We will outrate the XFL. Yeah. And you said it yourself, outrating the Stanislaus Cup in hockey.
Right.
So there are people who care.
I'm sorry we were so rude, bud.
Hey, thanks for phoning in, bud.
We've got to avail you of what the real sentiments of people are. Now, that is, this whole thing is just it's pointless.
Call Collector.
I think at this point you can look at your life as being a total waste.
I hope my mother's not listening.
Anyway, thanks, bud.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, fellas.
Au revoir.